You heard Senator Hillary Clinton in Nevada. The other presidential candidates have also traveled around the country since Tuesday's New Hampshire primary. And joining us to tell us where they've all gone physically and strategically is NPR's news analyst Juan Williams. Hi, Juan.
Hi, Madeline.
Let's turn first to Senator Barack Obama. He got a big endorsement today from Arizona Governor Janet Napolitano. Now, she is a Democrat, but she did usher in one of the nation's strictest anti-immigration laws. Why did she pick Obama?
I think she, and it's interesting, there's been a series of endorsements after Obama's victory in Iowa, loss in New Hampshire, highlighted not only by Janet Napolitano today, but you think about Bill Bradley, and then you think about John Kerry. It's a really a wing of the Democratic Party that's not always been aligned with the Clintons, and I think that what you're seeing here is people popping up at this point to say that they'd rather sign up with the Obama campaign and hope that Obama remembers that when in his hour of need, they were there, and also send a clear signal to the Clintons that they're Democrats who are not part of the House of Clinton.
So this endorsement in particular, the one from Governor Napolitano, is that quite a blow for Senator Clinton?
I think going out west, it presents a double whammy, Madeline, because remember, it's not just that Janet Napolitano is a Democrat. She's a woman, and a woman, I think, who was able to impress people as the first female governor of the state of Arizona. She's been a real player and also been close to, it's interesting, Governor Schwarzenegger, people who are working across party lines. So on all these levels, the fact that she goes with Obama and away from Clinton, I think is, you know, potentially hurtful for Senator Clinton. Now, if you're that's with swing voters, with women voters, but if you're asking me in terms of Democratic Party machine politics, I don't think it makes that much difference.
She is really popular. So what could this mean for Senator John McCain, the Arizona senator?
Well, obviously, she's not going to endorse McCain. She's a Democrat.
Right.
But what it means for McCain is as McCain goes forward, he cannot expect that somehow he's going to say that even in his state, he has gained the support of his governor, Janet Napolitano, a Democrat, as evidence, especially if McCain wins the Republican nomination, that he was able to go out and win swing voters and win female voters, which would make the argument that he is the most electable of all the Republicans.
Speaking of the Republicans, Rudy Giuliani has some bad news out today. His staff foregoing paychecks for January?
Indeed. You know, the Giuliani campaign has been slowly disappearing into the sunset. So what's happening now is that you have a situation where money has stopped coming in, Madeline, and any money he does have, he's putting into ads in Florida.
And finally, let's talk a little bit. You're in New York City right there. What's the news about Michael Bloomberg, if there is any?
Well, there is. I mean, he's out there. Apparently, he's hired people to go into all 50 states and look at what's the real chances that a third-party candidate could have impact, maybe more than impact, but could win. And he's also hired people who have strategized exactly how to position a third-party candidate in the upcoming general election. As a candidate, he's a man who was a Democrat, became a Republican. He believes that this election is going to be decided by independent swing voters. We talked about that a moment ago with regard to Janet Napolitano. There is an election cycle over the last few years in which an independent could make a tremendous impact. Think back to John Anderson in the 80s, Ross Perot in the 90s. This is another one of those moments where I think Americans want change and are looking for somebody who crosses the divide. Mike Bloomberg hopes he could be that character, but what we see right now is that even in his own party and even in New York City, people are saying they don't think he has the personality, they don't think that he has the record to sell himself nationally as a healing force.
Well, it's a presidential contest that just keeps getting more interesting by the day. NPR News analyst Juan Williams, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Madeline.